Democrats beg Joe Biden to declare emergency as migrants fill NYC streets. By John Binder on July 30, 2023. More than 50 New York City Democrats are pleading with President Joe Biden to declare a state of emergency due to an unprecedented wave of illegal immigration to the sanctuary city as migrants flood the streets of Manhattan. As more than 90,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in New York City since the spring of last year, 54 Democrats have written Biden asking him to declare an emergency and provide the city with billions in federal funds to handle the influx. Likewise, rather than drastically cutting off illegal immigration at the southern border, the Democrats are begging Biden to quickly allow border crossers and illegal aliens to take American jobs. "Our city is at a breaking point," the Democrats wrote. The plea from Democrats comes as New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., has started handing out flyers to border crossers and illegal aliens at the border, warning them not to travel to the city, suggesting there is a lack of housing and resources. Late last week, border crossers and illegal aliens started sleeping on the streets of Manhattan after migrant hotels, contracted with Adams' office to house new arrivals, began running out of space. Last week, residents in Queens, including Bernard Chow running for the city council, protested against proposed plans by Adams to house 1,000 male migrants in the Creedmoor Psychiatric Center by building a tent city. "Follow the money," one said. "The mayor has sold us out to the highest bidder. We don't even know what type of 24-hour security they'll provide. We don't know who is coming in here," another said. Last month, Breitbart News reported how Adams has started sending border crossers and illegal aliens to other states and cities, a policy he has long blasted Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., for implementing, calling it anti-American. The sheer volume of border crossers and illegal aliens staying in shelters has increased the system's population by more than 110% since Adams took office. To afford subsidizing new arrivals, Adams has said New Yorkers will see public services such as meals for senior citizens and library hours cut. "Every day, illegal immigration is costing New Yorkers nearly $8 million. And by the middle of next year, Adams predicts it will have cost more than $4.2 billion. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.